The national group, the Campaign for Black Male Achievement, released their latest index showing that Milwaukee ranks in the top third of major U.S. cities in creating an environment for black males to meet their goals in education, work, and their personal lives. The new index measures 50 major cities on things like the presence of national initiatives to support black men and boys, as well as funding to support them. Milwaukee ranked 16 out of 50 cities in this report. Joining us now to discuss the index and what Milwaukee is doing to gain this ranking is Jeffrey Roman. He's Benchmark Coordinator of Minority Male Achievement at Milwaukee's Public Policy Institute. Jeffrey, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You work in this field. What was your reaction to this ranking in this national report?
Well, I thought it was, first it took us completely by surprise. We didn't know until later on that the report was actually being developed. And so when the National Campaign for Black Male Achievement asked us to respond with some information on indicators and activity that was happening in Milwaukee, we wanted to show a good foot and really demonstrate and highlight the good work that's happening in Milwaukee to galvanize our community. And so we were it was a surprise, and then to see where we did fall on the list was another surprise. We know that there's a lot of work happening here in Milwaukee and a lot of work nationally, and I thought we fared very well among the 50 cities that were included in the report.
Well, people outside of Milwaukee, maybe even people in Milwaukee, may not know what's out there in, mm-hmm. in this effort to support black men and boys in the Milwaukee area. Can you just paint us a picture. What's the landscape? What kind of efforts are we seeing there?
Sure, sure. Well, there's a lot of activity happening spreading across the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County as well. First and foremost, the work that's being led by the city of Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Black Male Achievement Advisory Council, led by Mayor Tom Baird and Alderman Ashanti Hamilton, and a number of community and public sector, private sector, nonprofit sector individuals from the community who have been working together for the last 2.5 years to really help the city of Milwaukee develop a strategy for black male achievement. But that work is met and partnered with a number of other organizations and institutions, including Milwaukee County, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Milwaukee Area Technical College, Milwaukee Public Schools, a number of nonprofit organizations, a number of some of the leading philanthropic organizations, and individuals in our community who are just committed to supporting and empowering young black men and boys of color in Milwaukee.
And you were quoted in an article about this ranking as saying there is a lot of good stuff happening, but right now we're not at a point where there's a coordinated effort. There's a lot of people maybe doing their own thing, reinventing the wheel. What would be the next step to create a more unified, coherent, cohesive, I should say, effort?
Yeah, so I think what we're doing, we're on the right track. We still have to put some more capacity and infrastructure in place to make sure that we're coordinating and communicating the work across sectors. That work is happening. It's happening slowly, but it is happening, thanks in large part to the investment that the city of Milwaukee is putting into the Black Male Achievement work coming in the 2016 city budget. And there's some work that's happening across the philanthropic sectors to support that work. But we can do a better job. And there's a lot of great stuff. I always said there's a lot of great stuff here in Milwaukee. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to create any new programs. What we have to do better at is coordinating that work and then bring it all together. And I think we're on the right track of getting there.
Well, let's talk about the problems that all these different efforts are tackling. What are the priorities? What are the biggest concerns in Milwaukee for black men, young black men in particular?
Sure, and there are many, and they're all intersecting. And so if we look at the educational outcomes for black men, particularly those in the K-12 system, if we look at mass incarceration and the absence of black fathers and families of color, if we're looking at the employment disparities that we have in our community, we fare among the worst in the nation for all of those different areas. And so our work here for Black Male Achievement is really about, one, identifying who's doing work in those areas, where might there be some gaps that exist that we can work together to fill, and then how do we build infrastructure and capacity to be able to fill those gaps.
Talking to Jeffrey Roman with Milwaukee's Public Policy Institute about efforts to boost educational outcomes, as you just heard, economic outcomes, quality of life for black men in Milwaukee. After a new national report, gave praise for the most part for the amount of efforts, the amount of investment being put into those efforts. So, Jeffrey, it seems like a hard thing to know is where to start. I mean, I've talked on this show to advocates, activists, local politicians who say, we need to boost the economy. We need more jobs in order to deal with problems of crime and violence and educational outcomes. I've talked to a violence researcher who says you need to stop the violence and then the economic activity will follow. So it's a chicken or the egg question. What mm-hmm. are the biggest things that need to happen to get that started?
The reality is all of the above. Mm-hmm. We have to do all of them and really be strategic about how we identify and really work together to accomplish all of those things and hit all of those buttons at the same time. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of intentional work, but I think we have the resources in our community. I think we have the know-how in our community. And more importantly, I think we have the people and we're willing and ready in Milwaukee to do that work. But it can't be one or the other. It has to be all of that. And a part of the work that we are taking on the city of Milwaukee to be able to address the issues of Black male achievement is by tackling them all together and being strategic about that.
A lot of people are probably most familiar with the bad news, the educational disparities you mentioned earlier, the new jump in homicides in Milwaukee. Are you worried that the bad news may be crowding out some of the good stuff that's happening maybe beyond the headlines?
I don't want to say I'm worried. I think that's something that just happens. Media is, for the most part, as a selling point, they just navigate to the negative. And there's always going to be more negative news than there is positive news. But that doesn't discount the work that the great work and the positive things that are going out in the community. And what I think what that means is that the organizations and the individuals on the ground that are doing that work have to work just that much harder to make sure that they're counteracting those negative messages.
Well, can you put a face on some of those success stories, the good news stories, the ones that are paying off? Name some of the groups or the efforts that you see paying off.
So there are a number of them, and the one that the top one that comes to mind is the work that Anjali Ellis is doing with the We Got This initiative that started 2 years ago in the summer of 2014 on 9th and Ring in 53206 neighborhood here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there was a young man who came to his door, whose mother came to his door and said, "My son needs some help. Can you help my son?" And he said, "Yeah, I got this. We got this." And he called the community, and he has a garden on the side of his community, and he put the young man to work. And he mentored him. And then the following week, he invited other men and other young people to come and do the same thing. And by the end of that summer in 2014, there were over 100 young men on 9th and Ring every Saturday being supported and mentored by other men who were called by Andre Ellis. And that work continues to this day. Just a couple weeks ago, there was the event called the 500 Tuxedos. 500 men and boys, Black men and boys, came together in tuxedos. Very dapper, and did a march, took a big picture down at the art museum, and then did a very nice dinner together at the Chic Cafe. There's the work that UW-Milwaukee's doing in their African American Males Initiative. Just, again, 2 weeks ago, on December 14th, or 15th and 16th, they hosted 800 Black male students from school districts around the region, and their educators and their principals and their teachers, to help them really really be more intentional about how they're serving in school the young students that they're working with. So there's a lot of work happening in the community at the institutional level, at the grassroots level, and we want to make sure that work is highlighted, and that's the work that we're taking on.
Yeah, that struck me as you were listing those stories, the different scales we're talking about, from one zip code, one corner, really, in one case, to citywide, school district-wide initiatives. Let's talk at that micro scale, those local things. Do we see a lot of those springing up around Milwaukee?
I think we do. And let me just say, a lot of them have been around for many, many, many years. A lot of them, in light of what's happening nationally with the movement for Black male achievement, the movement with Black Lives Matter, and a lot of those things, a lot of groups are starting to be more vocal and more active. But there are a lot of nonprofit, smaller groups, grassroots groups that have been on the ground and that are spurring up, and want to make sure that their commitment is equal to the disparities that we see in our community.
How do you coordinate? How do you help coordinate between something like that, like you said, the We Got This, that started when somebody knocked on somebody else's door and started a movement, and those, the city government or a citywide philanthropic group? How do you get them to work together, not duplicate efforts, not step on each other's toes?
Mm-hmm. And so I think what we've been successful in doing, and I think why what the report does highlight, is the work that the Black Male Achievement Advisory Council for the City of Milwaukee is doing. And that is a table that has been created by the mayor and a number of alderpersons to have a table where there's representation from the philanthropic community. There's representation from individuals like Andre Ellis, who's doing some of the grassroots organizing and work with young people. There's room at the table for the school districts, our policymakers at the city, county, and state level, our faith community and our business community, and that table, those organizations are talking about the different networks that they're doing, the different projects and initiatives, and how they can support each other, and then looking to philanthropy to see how they can, where they can support some of those initiatives. And so our mantra is the table is spread. There's room for everybody at the table, and you can sit there, you can be there, and all ideas are welcomed.
We're talking to Jeffrey Roman. He's Benchmark Coordinator of Minority Male Achievement at Milwaukee's Public Policy Institute. Starting point today, a national index that ranks Milwaukee in the top third of 50 major U.S. cities in fostering black male achievement and projects and efforts to do that. That's what we're focusing on now. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you seeing this happen in your own neighborhood? Do you have some good news, a positive story, a local effort that you've witnessed, maybe even participated in, whether you're in Milwaukee or beyond? What kind of things do you want to see happen there? What are your hopes? What kind of projects would help with young black men in particular in the Milwaukee area? And what questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our look at a new national index ranking Milwaukee in the top third of 50 major U.S. cities for efforts to foster black male achievement. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about this? What ideas do you have about how to improve things like educational disparities, economic disparities in Milwaukee and around the state? What's being done in your community? If you're in Milwaukee, what do you see happening on the ground? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll take a caller now. We've got Denise on the line in Eau Claire. Denise, hi.
Hello.
Oh, what did you want to bring up, Denise?
Well, I'm admittedly really late to this conversation, so you might have already covered this, but I just remember about a year ago some reports about Milwaukee having risen to the dubious honor of the largest education gap for, I think it was K-12 black students. First of all, maybe I'm remembering that wrong, but I'm wondering what the steps are being taken regarding specifically youth achievement gap.
Denise, thanks for that call. We'll throw that to our guest, Jeffrey Roman from Milwaukee's Public Policy Institute. Jeffrey, you touched on the education gap briefly. Can you talk about some of the specific efforts to tackle that in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so one of the efforts that has got a really alarming national attention has been the literacy rates of young black men in Milwaukee. And I think the numbers were something like 3% or 70% of black males in third grade are not reading at grade level by third grade. And so a lot of the work that we're doing is working with the initiatives in Milwaukee that are working on educational outcomes. For example, the Milwaukee Succeeds initiative, the Milwaukee Summer Youth Leadership Program, the work that Milwaukee Public Schools is doing around literacy achievement, and working with them, want to help them really understand culturally, what it means to work with young black male students and students of color. But then making sure that the young people not only are connected to those resources and those initiatives, but that their families and the community groups and the community support systems that they have in place, that they're all connected and getting the resources and support that they need as well. And so that looks like the increase in mentoring that we're doing, recruitment of mentors that we're doing in the city, the number of faith-based organizations that we're engaging to be able to do tutoring programs and connecting them with the school districts here, working with some of the issues, the families that we're working with, knowing that a lot of the issues that we see in our school grounds are because of issues that we see in the community, in our neighborhoods, and our families. And so how are we supporting fathers, and how are we supporting single mothers, and the resources that they need to make sure that they are being aids and support for their students who are having academic problems. Denise, so those are some of the ways that we're working on that.
Denise, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. You know, the index, the national index that we're talking about, noted specific issue areas, including jobs-related programs. They noted the city's Earn and Learn program as one of them. I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
So Earn and Learn is actually developed by the mayor, I believe, in 2004, 2006, whenever he came into office. It's actually a youth work learning program where young people are encouraged to apply for a paid summer intern with a nonprofit or with city government or with a private sector business. And a part of that internship, that paid internship, they're doing workforce development. They're learning soft skills. They're learning what it means to be responsible workers, responsible, productive citizens. They're getting a paycheck out of that, really to foster and encourage, again, work ethic and what it means to be an employee and being able to be productive citizens in our society. And so Earn and Learn, and there are a number of programs in addition to the Earn and Learn that are also happening across the city.
So that's job training. The report also mentioned a project called Compete Milwaukee, trying to bring private sector employers in to hire people, to provide jobs for people with those skills. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. And so the Compete Milwaukee is actually a specific program that actually works on transitional jobs and working with individuals who may have been disconnected from employment opportunities or from training opportunities, and working with them, again, similar model to the Earn and Learn, to connect them with employers, to work, connect them with workforce development training, and then to make sure that, and then to offer them a transitional job with the hopes of building their skills, building their resumes, and hopefully turning those transitional jobs into permanent employment opportunities.
Talking to Jeffrey Roman, he's with the group Milwaukee's Public Policy Institute, talking about a new national index rating cities based on their efforts to foster achievement for young black men in particular. And Jeffrey, wanted to get into, you mentioned actually reaching out to families when it comes to educational issues. There are initiatives called Beyond the Bell, a Life Course Initiative, Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. Can you talk about a few of those?
Yeah, and I'm proud to talk about all of those initiatives are initiatives that are at the table that I work with personally and in this work. The Beyond the Bell is a network of organizations that are supporting young people after school. So we're talking about after school programming, tutoring, summer school, summer camps, those kind of things. It's really about building a robust network and then providing training to those organizations to make sure that their programs are top quality. If we look at the Life Course Initiative for Healthy Families, it's really, really intentional about working with parents, particularly African American families, and making sure that they have the support and resources they need to be healthy families. And the biggest component of that is really working with fathers and making sure that our fathers are supported in the many ways that fathers need to be supported. If we look at other initiatives like Milwaukee Succeeds, a similar initiative that not only does work with on the school end, but also encourages community support and wraparound services from the community, and working with faith-based and working with nonprofits and working with individuals and organizations to make sure that there are complementary resources outside the school hours.
Let's get to another caller now. We've got Ryan on the line in Waukesha. Ryan, hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
What do you think?
I really like everything that's being said in terms of working with the infrastructure of the community and families and giving them the support. But I'm assuming that there's an assumption that doesn't make sense. I'm assuming that there's an assumption here that once we work with the infrastructure, the social infrastructure, and prepare kids with all the programs that have been mentioned here, then we get them into the school, and the school does not capitalize on that. And the school structure and the practices that are being used in the classroom oftentimes are not appropriate for helping the kids move along and grow in their learning.
Ryan, thanks a lot for the call. Just since we just have a minute or two left, Jeffrey, are there efforts to change something as fundamental as the way classrooms are run, the way kids
are
taught?
Sure, and I can speak for the work that we're doing with Milwaukee Public Schools, and who's been a partner with ours since we started this work 2.5 years ago, and some of the work that we've been doing to help them build their capacity and infrastructure internally to be able to do some of this work in terms of increasing teacher quality and making sure that there's cultural competency and cultural agility and cultural intelligence within the schools. So we've been been working with them, and just this year in the budget for Milwaukee Public Schools, just this year, they are hiring an equity specialist, whose responsibility is going to be really deploying a system-wide, district-wide cultural competency framework for the district that takes into consideration, takes in the work that we've been talking about for Black Male Achievement. And so there's a lot of work that's happening. We've used the last 2 years in our Black Male Achievement strategy to really identify again the institutions and organizations where a lot of young Black males are, and then working with them to identify where there are gaps in their service delivery, where there are gaps in infrastructure and capacity, and how we might work with them to be able to fill those gaps.
And briefly, Jeffrey, if somebody's hearing this and says, hey, I want to help, I want to be part of the solution, just briefly, what should they do? Who should they reach out to?
Sure. Well, you can always reach out to me. You can reach me by phone at 414-270-6959. You can reach me there Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock most days. Or if you'd like more information on the work that the city of Milwaukee is doing around Black Male Achievement, you can go to www.milwaukee.gov/BMA, BMA for Black Male Achievement, www.milwaukee.gov/BMA.
Jeffrey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Jeffrey Roman, Benchmark Coordinator of Minority Male Achievement at Milwaukee's Public Policy Institute, talking about a new index that ranks Milwaukee pretty well in efforts to foster Black male achievement.